guys, just a disclaimer for the episode. We had some audio issues where parts of the interview make us sound a bit like aliens. These moments are brief, but I greatly apologize for the hiccups. This is a great interview we did, so we hope you'll bear through these moments, and this hopefully should not happen going forward. Now, here's the episode. Guys, welcome to the fourth episode of EXP Boosting. My name is Vanessa, also known as Pomtato.
And I am Sakura Dragon, also known as Cindy. And today we will be interviewing T2T, or actually Kitty and Max, the owners of T2T. T2T is a local boba shop here in LA, or actually in Arcadia. So Arcadia is a little bit east of LA, and they're a really unique tea shop. They emphasize quality over everything else, and after many visits to their shop, I developed a really cute friendship with them, and now we do a lot of work together.
Cindy introduced me to T2T a little bit a while ago, and the quality and love that goes into their drinks really shows. And today we're going to talk to them a little bit about how they went from a love for boba to what they have today, and kind of the struggles and what they had to do to get there.
Yeah, so look forward to it, guys, because I'm looking forward to this a lot.
It's a boba one. Boba
Stop.
Interview.
Okay. Yeah, no. So T2T is my favorite boba shop. It's local here in Arcadia. And the reason I like it so much is because I think that Kitty and Max have worked to build a really cozy and memorable experience for when you come in. And whenever I sit here at the shop, I hear people saying, wow, they walk out your drinks. It's such a high quality place. And everybody always comes back. And everybody I bring here, they're always so, like, you know, they like their drink. They like their experience. And they always want to come back. Like, Pom, you're always...
Yes.
Talking about it now.
Yeah. So. Cindy introduced me to the tea shop, and it's just got such a great vibe. The drinks are high quality. I tell everybody about it. So we're really excited to have you guys.
Right. So we're going to start with an unrelated question, and it's going to be hard because I already know the answer. Can you ask this
question? Sure. Absolutely. So with EXP Boosting, we're trying to kind of have a game vibe along with content creation. So what games are you playing now?
Hi, this is Max. Unfortunately, I haven't played a single game in the last 6 years.
6 years?
Yeah. 6 years?
6 years. But he can talk about games. So whenever I get really excited, he's like excited
me. Yeah, but if you ask me one paid game, I will. Actually, I want to play Romance of Three Kingdoms, which is a PC game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just Romance of Three Kingdoms. Team, I want to play this game.
Yeah,
it's hard.
I've never come to the shop and not seen you. So that makes sense.
So I just try to, not checking out the updated game nowadays. Yeah, just visit myself. From playing, start playing a game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, and what about you, Kitty? What games are you playing now?
Same, I haven't played like over more than 6 years, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
You guys are both so
busy. I used to like the cute games, like the Maple Story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Maple Story. Yeah, and then the new one just came out.
I'm trying to convince her to play.
No,
but
I don't
she's
have
not
gonna
do it.
Yeah, because I have to take care of my daughter. So once I start, I guess I'm going to lose my control, and then you won't see me at the shop anymore.
Okay, so now that you're like you have the shop and it's rolling, like I think you guys are pretty successful. I see more and more people coming every time I visit, or like I came for the first time close to your grand opening, and now there's like just always a steady stream of customers and people who come back and people who talk about it. Or when I'm here, I hear people bringing their friends all of the time. But when you first start, like, what can you tell us about why you first started, or what was your motivation for doing this?
Actually, to start a boba tea shop, this idea has come from Kitty, my wife.
Yeah, because I really like the boba tea.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before we opened the shop, I can like almost have one boba tea like every day.
Yes, we can. Yeah. I can too.
I don't like water. Yeah, I only like, cause it's, yeah, I only like the flavored drink. Yeah, you even like either like a coffee or tea. So. Mm-hmm.
I think she start dreaming of opening her own tea house back to 2009. When she had a trip to Hawaii, yeah, she wanted to open a tea shop over there. Oh, yeah.
Easy.
But during that time, we never meet each other yet.
Oh.
So if we meet at early at 2009,
probably
maybe
we already open
a tea house for her.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
You made her dream come true. Oh, that's romantic.
That's very sweet. You see, so you started because you love boba so much, and then you met each other and made it happen.
Yeah, and then for last year spring, we went back to our hometown, China.
Mm-hmm.
And wow, this is so crazy. A lot of new ideas.
Yeah.
When boba and boba tea. Yeah, it's a whole new world in boba tea.
Yeah.
So we want to bring that to US. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
that's amazing.
And, mm-hmm. and then we want to change the people's mind, like see, we can always use like the high quality like tea,
mm-hmm.
and the ingredients in the boba tea. It's mm-hmm. not like the the traditional one. So
yeah. Boba is not just about
powder, sweet.
Mm-hmm. and no dairy creamer. It can be like whole high quality whole tea leaf,
mm-hmm.
and also house make.
And then natural ingredients.
Yeah, natural ingredients.
That's why I love you guys so much, right? And I guess for everybody listening, they're going to be from everywhere and they might not come, but T2T here makes all of their fruit purees from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything they do, like, they don't buy powders. Everything is made with love here. And you really, when you drink your, like, they have a really delicious strawberry tea. And when I get the strawberry tea at their shops, I'm like, oh, this tastes like perfume or like soap. But when I get it here, it's like, oh, this is real fruit and it's so delicious.
Yeah.
And, thank you.
And it doesn't have like an aftertaste because of like non-dairy creamers or powders. So you can really taste the love in it.
And we're not getting paid to promote them.
We are not sponsored by T2T. So what did both of you do before starting T2T?
I'm working as a... Yeah, and as a customer service representative.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a night shift.
So mm-hmm. oh.
Yeah, still doing daytime and working at night.
Mm-hmm.
So you're used to these long, hard hours.
And what about you, Kitty? What did you do before?
Accountant. Actually, I'm still working on my own career.
Oh, yeah. So you're doing it part-time.
Yeah,
so
before... Not only if I just like work. Behind in the back of the shop.
Oh, I see. So you're doing both at the same time.
Yeah.
But like when I come back there and she's on her phone, I'm like, Kitty, you should be doing work.
No. Sometimes I have to like test my client.
Kitty works very hard. I'm not trying to take away her hard work. I'm just trying to tease her.
Cindy just likes to give people a hard time. But so before starting T2T, did either of you have like a background in business or in anything? Or I guess how did you go from I have an idea, I want to do this, to actually opening a shop?
Actually, this is our first business.
Mm-hmm.
We are just a bobaholic.
That's why we can be friends.
Yeah, we like boba and bubble tea, and we like high quality.
Mm-hmm.
So we know what we want. This helps us pretty much. Yeah.
What was the first step in making this come true?
The first step is from I know how to drink it to how to make it. Yeah, so I have to like make my own bubble tea.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually pay for cost for bubble tea, making bubble tea in China. But unfortunately, after I learned everything from there, I found out that it's not pretty useful. When I come back to the US, I found out.
That's
those ingredients and products different, you know, the brand and everything's different. You can make the same taste in China, but not here.
Yeah.
So the recipe, I have to create our own recipe, and we do everything again, testing everything, to buy a lot of different brand of ingredients.
We still have a lot of like tea sample at home.
Yeah, try a lot of tea samples. We can bring all the things from China we learn to here.
So a lot of experimenting, right?
Uh-huh.
But that's why this tea is so special, right? You can't, wherever you go, you can't get T2T. You don't find a like replica of T2T anywhere. Mm-hmm. But it's not hard to find, like, if you're going to Quickly, and there's like so many Quickly kinds of shops over, mm-hmm. like, especially we live in LA. So
okay, that's amazing. What were some of your biggest challenges that you faced to kind of create the shop?
Maybe I just answer the question.
Oh, the tea? So, the tea was the biggest thing?
To change the formula, yes, from what I learned from China. When I come back to the UX, I'm not nervous at all because I have a lot of formula mm-hmm. from China, but I found out that's not useful. So mm-hmm. I have to start from zero again. Yeah, test a lot of tea sample and mm-hmm. all the ingredients. Mm-hmm. And another challenge is that this since our first time to start our own business, right. Yeah, we don't know
if
what to start. Yeah.
If the people are going to accept our concept, like mm-hmm. chips and ingredients, probably they get used to like drink at a so creamy milk tea or something. Because mm-hmm. For the milk tea, because we use a real milk, the ratio on the milk and the tea, we have to like really taste like a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To get the best ratio. Otherwise, you're going to be really watered down.
Yeah. Okay, I can see.
Yeah. And I know that a lot of customers will get used to the traditional boba tea. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because normally they just have like the... I think most of the tea shop, they only have like the black tea, green tea, and oolong tea. But we have actually the specific, like the tea name on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so as also there's still a lot of customers coming in, just order jasmine green
so
tea.
Confused.
Why don't you guys order jasmine green tea?
Because
Yao
it is just green tea and it's just...
Yeah, at the second kind of most asking item is the taro milk tea. Why don't you guys have taro?
In the future, right?
A lot of people come in with different expectations. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. And how has T2T evolved from... how much has it evolved from what you envisioned it to be to what it is today? How different is it from what you initially thought it would be or hoped it would be? Have you made any changes along the way? Like, things like that.
Kitty's pointing to Max. Because Max has a lot of the
front work.
Yeah, actually, I make a lot of judgments since A1, mm-hmm. or soft opening. Yeah, adjust a lot. Like the strongness of the taste out of the tea and also the sweetness. Yeah, I want to like adjust to the majority accept. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like from the beginning, a lot of customers thought our tea drinks not sweet enough.
Huh.
Then,
wait, is that why? Like, I used to get 75% and now I get 50.
Cause some people
did
say,
you make an adjustment?
Cause some people say our like the regular sweet probably mm-hmm. compare some places like just like 50, like the
half.
Uh-huh. So we adjust a little bit.
Just a tiny high. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the problem is that a lot of customers just reduce the level of sweetness by default, like to half sugar.
That's because that's how we are trained to do it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I have to adjust a little bit.
Just a little bit.
And this is only one adjustment I made. I should have make a lot of adjustment regarding other stuff too.
So I guess you just kind of started and then kind of took feedback really.
Yeah,
well.
You were taking feedback from the customer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I remember one of my first visits here, I was just working, like, I wasn't friends with them yet, mm-hmm. and then Max approached me, and he's like, oh, so how's your drink? And I was like, well, I'm not used to, like the owner asking feedback.
Yeah.
But, you know, they were so great, there was really nothing to say.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think, that speaks a lot with not having a business background, but the fact that you care so much, it really adds a lot to the business that a lot of other places don't have.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
We value every customer's feedback, mm-hmm. and... Yeah, we told you this is the first time to start business, so we are still learning every day. So we value our customers' feedback so much. And thank you for all the customers giving us feedback.
Yeah.
Right. No, it's because you're doing something really great.
Thank you.
Otherwise, I wouldn't be friends with you.
And I think that leads to the next question, and in a sense it's been answered. What inspires you to keep finding ways to improve?
Yeah, so the feedback from the customer is what inspires me a lot. And also the regular customer, the returning customer, those like return to buy our drink frequently. They feel happy, so make me like keep improve our drink.
Yeah.
To do it better. For them, the loyal customer, those new customers.
Yeah, and regular, yes.
And something I find really unique about T2T is that you guys created a space for like a lot of freelance professionals to work. Or you've created a space that can allow a lot of like artists and creative minds to like collaborate, right? And I really appreciate that about your brand, that you're open to that. And you're not about, hey, I need to maximize my profit and this is like a waste of effort. Yeah,
because I appreciate all the artists, they spend a lot of time. And so I would say Cindy is the person that invited me a lot.
Yeah.
She always working hard. 24 hours per day is not enough for her.
It's not. No, I really wish there was more. So then I could play games.
And she talks about you guys a lot too. Yeah. So it seems like you guys inspire each other a lot, which is really nice. This wasn't a planned question, but the thing that really stood out to me was the art on the choco caps or on the foam caps. How did you kind of, did you have that in mind when you started? Is it something you found later? What made you want to try something like that?
We don't have that in mind until the last month
actually.
We're going to open this shop.
Well, that's such a key thing for me now, like hang on, I can get cute artwork on my tee, like I'll come back and I'm gonna get all of the pictures.
So for those of you who don't know, you can get, I think it's called a cheese cap. It's either a cheese or a choco cap, and it's like foam on top of the drink, and they print cute artwork on it. Cindy's artwork has been on there before.
Yeah.
lots of different cute, so pretty much you get a good aesthetic on top, and I think that adds a lot to the kind of the freelancer vibe. It brings in a lot of people.
Yeah.
It attracts people that a lot of other places might not attract, and Was that hard to get started at all, or was it just something that you wanted to do when you're like, oh, well, we'll just do it and try it?
The hard part of this is to import that machine. to the US. So this is a new product from Japan, actually. They do it on the milkong or the coffee.
When I first heard of the concept, then Japan was doing a selfie latte where you could take a photo of yourself and print it. So when I saw that here for the first time, I got really excited because it was a little part of an international concept that came to place local to where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so exciting. And then I like called all my friends and I showed them the photos. I was like, you have to come with me. And then like I started trying to make a list of people I wanted to bring back. Mm-hmm. And like you became that one of those people on that list.
Yeah. I see. So you saw the concept and just thought, we'll find it and bring it over. And it's been successful since.
Yeah, and we keep we rotate every cute design on the top of the cap art. And actually spend a lot of time for those cute designs.
Oh,
yeah.
We have to look for the pictures and
art.
Because you change it often, right?
And then change every 2 weeks.
Yeah, every
2 weeks. Normally.
Wow, and there's lots of different designs to pick from each time, too, so it's not just one picture.
Yeah.
If you guys ever get stuck, we're available.
What's the best advice both of you have ever received?
I would say there's my ex-coworker. Yeah. He's about at the age of like about 60 years old already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He told me that whenever you make a decision, don't make it based on those who think the choice is bad. But instead based on not making a decision based on those who are disappointed about that choice. Instead, based on completion, whether or not you will disappoint yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's good.
And after half a year later, he quit the job. I think yeah, he made the good decision, which is best for him. Mm-hmm. And I think this decision, yeah, is not will not be disappointed by himself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the hardest decisions you make the best decisions you make for yourself are usually the hardest to make.
Because
you're not considering like, oh, so and so will be unhappy, or then my finances are maybe unstable, or you know, other people will talk.
Yeah, so making a choice based on yourself and not what other people say. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's not easy.
What about you, Kitty? We can come back to you if you want.
Kitty's thinking so hard.
Kitty's a little nervous.
You want to do something, I think when you make a decision, you're gonna just like do it.
That's special to your personality type, where Kitty wants something and then she will like break down brick walls to achieve it. But some people, they get to that brick wall and they're like, oh, too hard, turn around.
Mm-hmm.
But Kitty, like, she says something and then she commits and she does it. That's something I admire a lot about you.
Yeah, because you have to, if you're going to try it, if you tried it and then you do it, you have like still like half chance to like get it successful and again. If you never tried it and never started, you're just winging it.
So just start and learn along the way, pretty much.
Yeah,
right?
Just do it.
Just start.
We did not prompt her before this interview, I promise. You said it first. I didn't do anything. I didn't. You said it first.
And then I think the most hardest part, actually, it's like the manager part is another thing. It's not just like how to make a great team, but you have to manage how to manage your other employees.
Yeah.
You have to control on this, and then you have to manage like all the things, like, because we don't have any experience on like the running our own business. It's like our first time.
Right.
So yeah, we're still learning, and yeah, I think the staffing, how to manage all the employees is the most
difficult
part. Because different people have a different personality.
Right.
Yeah.
And have either of you managed anybody before?
Mm.
No.
Yeah.
So this is your first time. So
yeah,
all of this is brand new. That's
yeah.
amazing. You've come really far. And what are you both excited about for the future? For yourselves and maybe TTT? And it doesn't have to be anything that's under wraps or anything, but...
Yeah, there's a lot of new things coming up. So I'm so excited.
This is the first I'm hearing.
Yeah.
I'm like their number one fan, so I keep tabs on people.
That's why I know he... Recently, he came home like until like 4 a.m. Yeah,
working on this?
Working
what were you
something.
Working on? Secret.
Secret.
I guess
exciting.
So I mean, like, just to make this official, right? He promised me a Halloween themed drink, so I'm really looking forward to that, Max.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to.
Dun dun dun.
Late hours just to make a perfect Halloween drink. Oh, that's exciting.
I appreciate your hard work, Max.
And I'm sure a lot more
Thank
to come.
You.
Okay, so I know you guys mentioned that you haven't played games in a very long time, but if you have, or if
they
you
have, they
would,
used to play MapleStory.
Okay, but
yeah,
what?
Cindy always convinced me to play it. I'm still thinking.
Yay!
What RPG class do you usually play then?
I would say the class does not really matter to me.
What is your favorite?
The gen that did. The gen that does, yeah.
So you're one of those people that play every class because you just make 10 different characters. And...
Well, you wear so many hats, so I can see how that happens.
Yeah.
Phil?
Actually, as I say, class is not that really matter, but most of the time I just pick magician, wizard, because they are female. Yeah, so
they're sexy.
Gender doesn't matter.
Oh, sorry.
Gender doesn't matter so much. No, it is. I think it makes sense when for a guy when you like spend at least 2 hours playing that game per day and looking at the same butt of something.
I've heard this before.
Yeah.
I've heard this before, and then only guys say this.
Yeah, it's better
you
be
want...
the best butt or the more enjoyable butt. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm learning.
Wait, really? You game a lot, you've never heard this.
No, I haven't.
Oh.
It makes sense.
Yes, it makes sense.
It does
yeah,
make sense.
At least for a guy. Right?
Thank you for being honest. What about you,
Kitty? And most of the game is created by men, you know.
Oh,
so
that's true.
Yeah.
A lot of female character is more attractive.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
The design and avatar and the design is better than both male characters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. I would still like that. I like the cute one. Mm. I still like playing as a female. I won't like play the male character in the game.
Same. I usually play female.
Too. Wait, when I was in college, I used to play male characters because when I play female characters, I didn't like the attention I would get.
Oh.
Right? So if I played a male, then nobody was like trying to bother me all the time.
Interesting. Yeah. I like to play female because I like empowered women. So it's really, I feel like when...
You would.
Yeah, I do.
That would be your
if I'm playing a girl and I'm doing cool things, I feel it's very empowering. So, but what class do you play, Kitty, usually? If at all? Or what would you play?
What was your Maple Story class?
I think she's a magician too.
No,
magician?
The first is like the bowman, the crossbow.
Oh, the archer.
Archers are cool.
It's not.
It is cool.
It's cool.
Yeah, yeah, they're cool.
Wait, they're like, you go in and then
so
you go
slow.
Pew 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 pew.
Sniper.
And then you run away.
Yeah,
and
they snipe
so
sometimes.
Cool.
Quite, they're
crossbow is so slow.
Yeah, they're usually more.
But they do
higher
damage.
They're like, yeah, they're snipers and they're more sneaky.
It's hard to level up. Then I give up. I create another one. It's a magician.
Oh, okay. Magician and archer. Very cool.
Can you guess what she normally plays? Can you guess what Pom plays?
Meaty character.
Maybe. Oh, he does really play cool.
Cool.
He's
attack.
So wrong.
Maybe. I do sometimes, but my mainly heal because I fell. But
she's a healer.
Healer. Oh, healer is a save.
Are you surprised?
Yeah.
Midi. Oh, cool.
I don't think you deserve that. I think he thinks very too highly of you.
I'm honored. Thank you. So where can our listeners find you?
Online or in general?
You can always find me in T2T.
Yeah,
99% of the time I'll be here doing a business hour.
and after hours.
But we'll drop your information into the website when we get everything up and running.
Yep.
And then we'll also put in your social media. Oh, their Instagram is T_TO_TEA. Is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I got that right.
Instagram. They're always putting out pictures of their new drinks and upcoming events that they're having. So make sure to find them.
Oh, and then they're running an event in
October
13.
October 13, they're doing the Ghibli Halloween. I had to turn and look at the poster. Ghibli Halloween event where they invited a lot of artists to create Ghibli Halloween inspired artwork, and so we get this up in time, which I think we will.
I think so too.
We'll put that information in the description too, so you guys can all check it out.
Thank
you, Matt. Thank you, Kitty, for your time. You know, and set up your team.
Hey guys, thank you for listening to the fourth episode of EXP Boosting.
Next time, we will bully Pom with some really, really hard questions. And we're going to be discussing success and how to define or actually find success.
If you like what you've been hearing, please follow us on social media at expboosting or visit our website expboosting.com. The letters EXP. But thank you so much and see you guys next time.